Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Brad, is Disney trying to spoil all my FastPass fraud fun?
Do you have FastPass fraud fun? Is that a thing that you do? Are you a fraudulent person?
For the sake of this conversation, say that I am.
Do you show up with a fake mustache on and glasses and you're suddenly like three different people and all that?
Yeah. Yeah, so I wear the Groucho Marx mask and to get fast passes.
Yeah, because no one can ever see through that. So anyway, buy fast pass.
I'm like one of those crazy people. I've got like seven magic bands on my one arm. And I just like scan whichever one's got the fast pass I need.
And you, what do you have? Like a, is that kind of like, you know, quarterbacks, how they have the play sheet mm-hmm. on their wrist or whatever? Do you have mm-hmm. a little play sheet on your wrist so you know which magic band has which fast passes on it? Cause that would get confusing.
Well, no, I just write it down on the side, but they're all angled slightly differently. Like it's a kind of a cool, like diagonal line across the top of my arm so that I, you know, don't accidentally scan two of them. Haha, what a hilarious joke I just made about me being a fraud person.
So anyway, FastPass fraud.
So apparently, I had no idea this was even a thing until this story came out, but apparently people have been booking a hotel at Walt Disney World and then using the 60-day advanced FastPass Plus reservations, getting those FastPasses, and then canceling their hotel room in enough time to get back their $200 deposit, basically so that they could get good fast passes without actually having to stay at a hotel. I had no idea this was a thing, or that it was like a way you could cheat the system. I don't know. I can't imagine. Like, again, the thing that we talk about all the time, like, I'm not willing to go to all this extra work to get very little in return.
Well, and so, to tie up $200 for some period of time.
Yeah.
You gotta at least make that $200 deposit, right? That's what the story says.
Right. Yeah.
What, and I think Inside the Magic was the one who was talking yeah. about this. And they said something like, you know, that's the deposit and you try to get it canceled in the time. And I'm guessing, so part of the reason that you and I don't know about this is because if we are going to Disney, we're going to be staying on property. And so
right.
we're going right. to have Disney reservations. This, I read this and I assume that it's more geared towards locals.
Yeah. Florida residents for sure.
Or, I mean, I guess you could stay off property and take it. You could have stayed off property and taken advantage of this loophole.
Yeah. So first of all, people don't do this. And especially don't do this, through a travel agent. Like, if you have a travel person who's, you know, like making your reservations for you and stuff, don't do that, because they don't get any money. If you don't actually go on your trip, they don't get paid.
Well, more importantly, don't do this because it doesn't work anymore.
Well, yeah, no, but I mean, like, don't stuff like this. Yeah. I just mean, like, these types of things. If you're like, tie up your own money and your own time in this, but don't do this to a travel agent person, because they're doing all this work. Like, I booked my trip 12 months in advance and my travel agent is doing all of this work and everything, trusting me that I'm going to go in 12 months, you know, or 10 months now. But so yeah, don't do this with a travel agent. Do this on your own time with your own, you know, like your own making the reservations and everything. Because yeah, a travel agent can probably get you better fast passes, but like it's a real mean thing to do. But yeah, like you were saying, this specific fraud doesn't work anymore. Because if you cancel your resort stay, you're also canceling your fast passes now, which I think is totally fair. And a good thing to do.
Yeah. Honestly, when I read this, I went, that wasn't already a thing. And again, obviously, because I didn't know about the loophole. But yeah, I would assume that that would be a thing unless right. you were canceling within 30 days. And I'm guessing that if you cancel within 30 days, you're going to be out your deposit, because surely that's...
I would... So my trip starts November 30th and the balance is due October 31st. So 1 month out, 30 days out, my balance for my trip is due. So yeah, if I'm canceling within 30 days, I'm losing that deposit for sure.
Yeah, and Disney, here's the thing though. Disney's also saying, we are glad to let you pay $200 to get an extra 30 days on your fast passes.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you're good with that, yeah, we'll probably, because, and I don't know, I guess they could cancel them anyway, but I'm willing to bet they wouldn't if it was within the time that you could make a normal fast pass,
right?
I guess. And I don't know, to me, the other thing is, like, I don't really see this as necessary, you know, because I've just never had an issue with getting a fast pass day, you know, like, even in the park, usually. There might, maybe for like Flights of Passage, or really Flights of Passage, you know,
yeah,
is the only thing that I can see that you, maybe Seven Dwarfs Mine Train when it first opened, but I feel like even then I pretty early on managed to score one for that or something, so.
So fast passes feel like woefully few and far between 30 and 2 days of your trip.
Oh, I would say between 30 and... minus 5 hours of your trip.
Yeah.
It feels like all you can get is like the sea level attraction. Hey, yeah, you want to ride Living with the Land three times?
Like you were saying a while back, like if you just kind of sit there and spam the, you know, refresh, 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 sooner or later, like these, you know, fast passes that feel really hard to get, these like super good fast passes just kind of show up sometimes. Yeah, sometimes day of is a great time to try to get fast passes. If you're in the park you want to be in for the attraction you want to do, sometimes you just get lucky.
Yeah, but much better to get them 60 days out if you can. And
sure. Which, yeah, like everything in the My Disney Experience app seems so linked to your account that like it does seem crazy to me that you could delete a hotel reservation and the fast pass reservation that was made on the account that's linked to that hotel reservation didn't also get deleted.
That, you know, fast like pass everything that you really could never touch, you wouldn't even be able to touch at that point because it would be outside of your time limit or whatever.
Right. It just feels like, I don't know, that app is so different when you don't have a reservation. Like the My Disney Experience app is such a different thing when you don't have a trip planned. You know, if you just buy tickets and you're a Florida resident or whatever and you're going to the park, like I feel like the app is, you know, a fast pass booking mechanism, perhaps a dining booking mechanism, but like when you have a trip plan, like a vacation, I feel like that app opens up to be this kind of vacation manager. That's where it really shines. You know, I've talked a lot about how I don't like that it tries to be everything in one, but I think like it's crazy how much the My Disney Experience app just kind of becomes much, much more full featured and much better once you actually have a trip linked to your account.
Yeah, you don't want it to be everything, but then you suddenly kind of appreciate that it's everything, basically.
Yeah, I mean, I would prefer it to be some slight changes made, but for the most part, yeah, it is nice to have just one app that to rule them all.
So again, the moral of the story is, sorry, no more sneaking around getting your super secret fast passes. You just have to either go to Disney and then you can book it 60 days out, or book it 30 days out and, you know, deal with that, which, you know, I'm looking, and 30 days out right now, I can book a Navi River Journey, everything except for Flights of Passage. So is it really that bad off? I feel like that's acceptable to me, you know?
And I feel like when we're there at the end of the year, if I don't get to go on Flights of Passage, like, not the end of the world.
Nope, end of the world, dude. World will be over. Do not, you're going to get to go on it. You're gonna make it.
I don't know. I just something about that attraction does nothing for me. Like if I didn't get to go on Tower of Terror, it would be a real tragedy. If I didn't get to go on Soarin', it would be sad. But, like, I just don't... I don't know. Just Flights of Passage doesn't interest me the way that other things do. Like, Navi River Journey, I know that it's 1 minute long and, you know, is not that great, but that interests me more than Flights of Passage does. I don't know why, but I really... If I can get a fast pass for it, I'll go on it. But if I can't, I'm really not that bummed out.
You'll go wait in a 4-hour line to get on it, right?
Nah, no way. I don't know, is that weird? I mean, I feel like that's... I feel like I'm betraying some Disney fan rule. But like, I don't know. I think it's just because it's another simulator. Especially, okay... I think my one problem I have with it, one problem that I can articulate, is that you have to wear 3D glasses. No, thank you. Do not like 3D glasses. I don't see 3D movies. Really don't want to go on an attraction that I have to wear 3D glasses on. I don't even like Muppet Vision 3D. I'm like, make that a 2D thing.
Or Toy Story Midway Mania.
Or Toy Story Midway Mania. I get nothing out of the 3D aspect, the 3D nature of Midway Mania. Mm. Make that 2D. Because I mean, the only thing that's 3D about Toy Story Midway Mania is the games, you know, the screens. And there's no, I don't think there's anything to be gained from those being 3D, except for like every once in a while, it looks like some splatter from a pie is coming at you. You know what I mean?
Well, and I don't know. To me, I don't feel like those are intended to be 3D, you know, things are coming at you. There are some moments in there where that's the, you know, Muppet Vision 3D, I feel there is more of that, right?
Yeah, I think it's meant to be like hokey. You know, that's kind of the Muppets thing. They're very self-deferential and
right, which I like about it. Let me go ahead and put that out there. But with Midway Mania, I feel like it's more about trying to give something more than just playing a video game, right? And, you know, in our current world where PlayStation VR and Oculus Go, like Vive, where there's all these things that offer that. Now, that's not really a thing, but when it was first launched, it was more of a novelty at the time. To be able to have a game where like you're throwing the rings, right? And the rings can actually go further back and you can perceive that depth.
Right.
That, you know, and I will say that I think that Flights of Passage would be a poorer attraction in 2D. That's just my personal opinion. And I'll be interested to see what your take on it is if you get to ride it. But no, here's the thing. If you don't, you know, if you don't really care about that technology and everything, then yeah, why would you be that interested in it? Then it's a 4-hour line to wait in, and there's other things that you would want to do. I would say that you'd want to see it just for the sake of it's a new attraction, and you'd want to have seen all the attractions. To me, that is more of my like, oh my gosh, you can't miss it because it is the best thing ever. I don't know about that. But I would say don't miss it because you don't want to have an attraction kind of without a check mark next to it. To
the
me,
completionist
that's
completionist in yes. me wants to ride it a lot more than the flying fan, the simulator fan in me does.
Yeah, and you still haven't done the new Soarin', right?
No.
So yeah, here's the thing though: you're gonna go ride the new Soarin', and then you're gonna go ride that and realize what Soarin'. Possibly what they could do with Soarin instead of having stuff that, you know, like funky Eiffel Towers and stuff like that. And, you know, I still like Soarin. By no stretch does that mean that I'm over Soarin or anything like that. But yeah, some of that stuff, I wish they could have taken advantage of some newer technology for some of that stuff. But anyway, yeah, you should go ride Flights of Passage. Get your travel agent's going to get your fast passes 60 days out. Just tell her that that's what you want, and you're going to get them. I believe in you.
I feel so fancy when I tell people at work, like, yeah, when the time comes, the travel agent's just going to do everything.
My travel agent will be handling that.
It'll be fine.
Because, I mean, your other... like, you're going to be making a pick there, right, between Navi River Journey and Flights of Passage, and you just need to get the Flights of Passage one and then worry about your Navi River Journey day up.
Right. Yeah. Hey, speaking of being real fancy.
Real, real fancy, I think is what you meant to say. I think this deserves a second reel, my friend.
Real, real fancy. There's a new tour at Walt Disney World called the World of Dreams Tour. And Brad, I bet you, if you had never read this story, I could give you 12 guesses and you would never guess how much this thing costs.
I will completely... You know what? We could even, you could even play a high-low game with me. Because, and I've, you know, I feel like I've seen some prices on some Disney tours, you know, like Keys to the Kingdom and the Behind the Scenes and all those sorts of things. And yes, a high-low game, and I still probably would not get to the cost of this tour.
So,
like I said, real, Brad, real fancy.
Let me ask you, if for a 12-hour tour at Walt Disney World, how much per hour would you pay to see backstage access and transportation, front of the line attraction access, a tour of the Cinderella Castle Dream Suite, exclusive nighttime spectacular viewing spaces, all meals included, three per day with select, quote, alcohol.
Yes, I love the, so WWNT has this story about this, and of everything that's included in here, I love with select, quote, alcohol. I'm like, so it's not actually alcohol? It's
you want any drink that's got vodka in it? You're good. Tequila? Nope. Sorry. Rum? Not gonna happen.
But no, it's like, it's not even real alcohol. It's, quote, alcohol.
We've managed to synthesize alcohol. It's at Parks and Rec where they're at the club and Ron orders a whiskey and they like just come and flash a bright light in his eyes. Yes.
That is the select alcohol. So yes. So we've got the meals included with the select alcohol. Yeah.
Access to any restaurant at Walt Disney World. No normal reservations needed. And many more possibilities based on guest request, which is the most buck wild thing to include on your tour description. Because it's like, and whatever you want, maybe just yeah. ask.
So you.
So
know
how
what?
how many dollars per hour would you pay for an experience like that?
Not this many dollars, but there's...
You wouldn't pay $1,000 an hour. That's right. This is a $12,000 tour for you and five of your bestest friends who had better be chipping in.
That's right. Everybody needs to punch. So Jeremy, but here's the thing. You just said it's $1,000 an hour, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not $1,000 an hour, is it? Because by my math, that's $166.67 per hour for me. $166.67 for every other person, because yeah, we are going Dutch on this, on
yeah.
this thing.
And each additional day, let me just say, is only $10,000. So you only have to pay $12,000 for the first 12-hour day. Each additional is only $10,000. So you're saving $2,000 a day after the first day.
You know what they should actually call this, right?
How can you afford not to?
It's called the Club 33 Sampler.
Yeah, because and that's it's that last and many more possibilities based on guest request. That is the Club 33 thing. It's like, if we can do it, we'll do it for you. But you know what, Brad? If you pay this $12,000 tour, I bet you they don't give you $12,000 off of your Club 33 membership. This is like every time I've rented a movie on iTunes and I've gotten through it and I'm like, man, I wish I just bought that movie, because like I just spent $5 to rent it and it's only $20 to buy it. And this feels like a movie I'm going to watch a lot. Like, I wish there was a way for me to just get $5 off the purchase price. There's no like, hey, I spent $12,000 on this tour and it made me want to be a Club 33 member. And nobody's going to say, oh, sure, yeah, you can get 10 grand off your Club 33 membership. Nope.
And I've done the Club 33 thing the one time, right? But I can't, you know, and that was just getting to see Club 33. And that made it hard to walk out and back into the it's funny to say real world when you're at Disney, yeah. But back into the real world.
Whoa, yeah, I had never thought about that, but you're like kind of at a Disney within a Disney.
Yeah, so imagine... like
that's Disney squared.
Yeah, yeah, so you get all of this stuff for one... what are you going to do the next day, man? How are you ever going to be able to take regular Disney again?
Yeah.
You're going to walk up and not be able to walk to the front of whatever line you want. You're not going to be able to just like show up at Le Cellier at 7 o'clock and be like, yeah, I think I'll take a table now, please. You know, or California Grill, like it's 20 minutes till fireworks start. Can you go ahead and I'll take that table over there, please. Oh, those people. Right. No, that's okay.
Go get those plebs out of this table. Right, I want that table.
And, but what is just crazy to me is that for $12,000 for a day, you get a tour of the Cinderella Castle Dream Suite. You don't get to sleep in the Cinderella
Castle.
You
do not, absolutely, under no circumstances do you get to sleep in it. You don't even get to lay on the bed, but you get to look at it.
What about if somebody has this and do you get a discount on the Cinderella Castle Dream Suite now? Is the price going down on that? Because at any moment, you could have a tour group walking through.
Excuse me, sir. I see that you're taking your nap. There is a tour group here, so can you put some pants on, please? I am sorry.
I'm in vacation mode right now.
But, oh my gosh, like, looking at this, where does the $12,000 come in? Backstage access, so you get to walk through backstage.
Yeah, do not pay $12,000 to walk through backstage, my friends.
The backstage access that I would want is like, hey, Splash Mountain is closed. Let's walk through. You know, or so I've seen a bunch of people who have gone to Universal on these like press things where they go real early in the morning before the park opens, and they like take them to the top of a roller coaster. And there's like 10 people and they're all in the safety gear and they're showing them like, here's how the lockouts work on the roller coaster. And now we're going to walk up the lift hill and be on the top of the lift hill. And we'll show you how the track works and how what the cars look like and how they, run across the track and everything. Do something like that, some kind of like crazy, Expedition Everest. Jeremy,
and many more possibilities based on guest requests.
Sure. Yeah. No. And that's the thing, I guess. You just got to ask. But of all the things that they have listed, there is nothing that is even close to a $12,000 value. Because for this, I can't even see how you would fill out a 12-hour day. Because if you're, so you're doing all meals included, 3 meals a day. That's probably an hour and a half per meal. So already, that's 4.5 hours
that's
of your
12.
That's a third
of your day is gone.
A third is just eating. Just eating. And you know what? I could have 3 meals at Le Cellier for like $200. And that's like if I want a drink, if I want select, quote, alcohol. With my meal, for $150, I can eat like a king anywhere I want to.
Let's just say that you put $100 a meal towards and that is that is not even 3 hours of your, and again, split between 6 people, everybody's paying their share. That's not even 3 hours of your day on this thing, man.
Yeah,
it's just kind of.
Nighttime
it's
spectacular.
Be a point where you got money just coming out of your ear.
And I don't understand, like, nighttime spectacular viewing spaces. They have dessert parties that have exclusive viewing spaces already. Like, there has to be something about this that make, like, okay, so front of the line attraction access. Can someone who is extremely rich pay $12,000, tell the tour guide, I don't want any of this. I don't want to go see Cinderella Suite. I don't want to eat three meals a day with select alcohol. I don't want any of this. I just want to ride everything as many times as I want. And just like, oh, Splash Mountain. Let's ride that 10 times. I want to get off of it. I want to walk back to the front of the line. I want to get on it again. I want to do that 10 times. Then I want to walk over and I want to do Space Mountain. Same thing. 10 times I want to ride that. And then I want to walk and I want to do Peter Pan's Flight 10 times. And I don't want to wait in line ever for it. I mean, if someone who had more money, let's be honest, more money than sense could do that, I suppose that would be worth it because you could get in probably 100 times the amount of rides that a normal person could. If you could just say for this 12-hour period, I am not going to stop and I'm going to ride every attraction I want to 10 times in a row and I'm not going to wait in any lines and I'm not going to, you know, not going to go eat any meals with select alcohol. I'm just going to ride all these rides as many times as I want to without ever waiting in line. That is the only thing on this list that to me makes sense to pay extra for.
So you say more money than sense, and I'm not sure that I fully agree with that. It's just a lot of money, right? So there's a certain point, I guess, where $12,000 probably becomes a reasonable thing to just not have to wait in line. And I don't know what that number is, but I'm assuming such a number exists. And also,
that's what my car cost. One day of this is literally the cost of the car that I drive every single day.
Well, and even if you've got, you know, like a $60,000 car, that's a fifth of your car. So that's still a pretty big chunk of, you know, even, and that's a, you know, if you got like one of them real nice rides, it's not that your ride isn't nice, Jeremy. I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to imply anything about your vehicle.
Yeah, right.
But also for $12,000, you said you want to ride 10 times and you just want to get off and walk to the front. No, no. For $12,000, I'm sitting in my little seat. You will count. And when I get to 10, at that point, I will get off. I'm not getting up and walking around at all.
That would be, oh man, what a power play would that be? Okay, sir, it's time to get up off, get out of the attraction. No.
Actually,
yeah,
I'm definitely not. I'm good. I'm good right here.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stay. Yeah, just keep on going.
Now, do your tour guides, are they riding the same thing? Because there's two tour guides. So I guess they're just doing whatever you want.
So if it is like the tours that I have seen when I've been there, then yeah, the tour guides are riding with you.
So the tour guides are like looking at each other going like, this person is crazy. Just let them stay on.
How many times can you ride Mission Space in a row before you just...
Mission Space.
Before it all goes real bad.
Hey, I wonder what the...
It says many more possibilities. Could I get the original Mission Space? I bet that doesn't
Jimmy,
fall
Jimmy,
under
load
reasonable.
Up that load up that original murder people Mission Space.
That's what I'm talking about.
I wonder what the intra part or the interpark transportation is like. I wonder how they get you between parks, your little group of eight people.
It better be like an Escalade or something.
Yeah, well, I wonder if it's a car or if it's like a tram or something, you know? It can't be like, okay, we're going to wait on the bus now.
Can I have them like roll me around the park in one of those, you know, like the stretch golf carts?
It better be one of those like old-timey, not old-timey, but like one of those seats with the poles, you know, that like the four people would carry you while you're on this big metal, this big golden throne.
Prince Ali.
Yeah. I don't want to be riding on the ground.
They could have like one of those Main Street vehicles just drive you all around.
That would be dope if I could ride the Main Street fire truck around.
See, and that's the thing to me is like there are some, I guess, bucket list things that, and it might as well be bucket list because it's not like I'm ever going to have $12,000 to just blow on a VIP tour. But so, for example, there is what? There was an old commercial, Disney commercial, and at the end of the commercial, Mickey was standing on top of Spaceship Earth and waving. Like, if you could take me up to the very top of Spaceship Earth and I could stand on it, assuming that I don't faint because I have such a severe fear of heights, that's the sort of thing that might be, even then, though, saying it's worth $12,000. But yeah, those it's are the sorts yeah. of things.
It's that last bullet point and many more possibilities based on guest request. How empowered are these cast members to give me what I want?
Yeah, it's like...
That's the question.
I'm having trouble coming up with exactly what I would... Can I be on the boat on the inside of the World Showcase Lagoon when Illuminations goes off?
I want to be inside the globe.
There you go. I want when the globe opens up, I'm just standing there.
Naked.
Oh, congratulations. We just moved up. iTunes is now labeled us as not safe for work, buddy.
We got the explicit tag for that one.
That's right. It happened so quickly, but
I think that'll definitely do it for this episode.
What a place to end on. Oh no.
You can follow us on Twitter at MTM Podcast. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MTM Podcast. And you can visit us on the web at missingthemouse.co.
We had better be back next week because I do not want this thought in my brain any longer than it has to be.
This is the final episode.
No, just we'll kidding. Be back next week.
We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And until then, have a magical day.